during the mid-1980s, there was a burgeoning movement around the country at the grassroots level with a number of people doing different programs. There were a lot of people in Washington who were sort of, at that time, writing about the theory of national service, all these great things it could do. We said, well, let's bring the theory together with a model program and try to prove the theory. And that was the idea behind starting City Year, which we started in 1988 with just 50 young people for a summer program. And then we evolved it into a full year program the following year. And we got lucky. Senator Kennedy took an interest in us and used us as a model in that first National Service Act. As I mentioned, President Clinton visited us when he was campaigning and then used City Year as a model for AmeriCorps.
You wrote in your book that we need all hands on deck, public, private, and nonprofit working together.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, a big part of my career has been working towards trying to help bring about a comprehensive national service system in our country, which I see as it's sort of a pillar of making our democracy work, because it gives everyone a chance to be involved through service in the life of their communities and the life of our country. And the great thing about AmeriCorps, it's designed that way. And you know, the challenge is just getting it to scale. My own hope is that eventually we'll go even beyond the Kennedy Serve America Act's 250,000 people and get to 1 million people a year in AmeriCorps. I think then we'll reach a tipping point where it really has become the thing to do. It becomes a rite of passage. It becomes just a sort of common expectation and a common experience for everyone.
How can citizens be more engaged in their community when they're facing so many, especially economic problems right now?
Well, it's a great question, Donna. I'd say a couple of things. One, we obviously have to deal with the issue of the economy, and you know, people are hurting all across the country, which means there's actually even a greater need for people in AmeriCorps. And in fact, the applications to AmeriCorps have gone through the roof. Obviously, people who are out of work have to focus on getting a job. But what we found is actually that a number of people are choosing to volunteer, both to help people who are in trouble now, or as a way to sort of stay active and get additional work experience that hopefully will lead to a permanent job.
Last year, you ran for the seat that was open with the passing of the late Senator Edward Kennedy.
Yes, I did. I've had this extraordinary career where I spent 20 years working at City Year and helping to build this organization from scratch and being part of this larger movement for national service and for the social entrepreneurship movement. I was involved in an effort to save the AmeriCorps program when it was almost wiped out because of partisan politics in Washington. I worked with every president going back to George Bush, 41, and with leaders in the Congress. And I worked closely with Senator Kennedy, and I was really inspired by what he was able to do. I decided to jump into that race and try to bring a different perspective, a different approach to solving problems, a different experience. And, you know, I didn't win. I came in third, but I learned a lot. It's like having a passport or permission slip to talk to anyone, anytime about anything. What struck me the most was, even while people are hurting, and there were a lot of people who are hurting in this terrible economy, there's still an unbounded spirit. There's still a willingness of people to roll up their sleeves and work together and try to get to a better day.